Information without barriers. Audio information sheets for migrants in Italian, English, French, Arabic, and Urdu.
Protection of Unaccompanied Foreign Minors. MSNA. Minore straniero non accompagnato. Introduction. In 1989, Italy, along with other states, ratified the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Thanks to this convention, the interest of the person under the age of 18 is placed at the center of all other interests. If you are under the age of 18, you are not an Italian citizen or a citizen of another European Union country, you find yourself for any reason on Italian territory without one of your parents or another adult person legally responsible for you, according to current legislation, you are entitled to a number of protections, which we will explain in the course of this shit. You arrived in Italy on your own. What happens? If you arrived in Italy alone and are under 18 years of age, you are considered an unaccompanied minor. So, the first thing you need to know is that the law provides that you cannot be turned back at the border and you cannot be deported, except in exceptional cases, from Italy. This means that the police cannot stop you from entering Italy. If they stop you, do not resist. Just explain clearly that you are a minor and that you are traveling alone without parents or adults. When you come into contact with the police, they will need to identify you. This means that they will need to understand who you are and how old are you. During these procedures, you are entitled to a mediator or cultural mediator. If they are not there, ask for one. It will be very important to understand each step in the identification, reception, and application for a residence permit. If you have a document with you, with your name, surname, and date of birth written on it, show it now. It can help you to prove your identity. The police may take your passport during the identification procedure. Remember that they have to leave you a copy. At the end of the identification procedure, a photo of your face will be taken, photo identification. You will be given an identification number and you will be asked to have your fingerprints taken from all the fingers on your hand. If you are under the age of 14, the police cannot take your fingerprints. Remember that the police may ask you several times for your fingerprints. Do not resist, they are only verifying your identity, that is, who you are. It is important to remember that identification procedures cannot violate your rights. There can be no violence and threats, and there can be no bodily inspection if you do not want it. Your parents' relatives are in another European country and you want to join them. If you have a mother, father, brother or sister, grandfather or grandmother, uncle or aunt in Italy or in another country that has signed the Dublin Agreement, all EU member states plus Switzerland, Norway, Liechtenstein and Iceland, right to apply to be reunited with them, even if you have not applied for international protection. Throughout the procedure, you must always be assisted by a cultural mediator, and it is essential that you or your guardian, tutore, seek the help of an association or legal support. Remember that minors who turn 18 during the reunification procedure, retain the right to be reunited with their family members even after they have reached the age of majority. The family reunification procedure takes a few months on average. Be patient. Making yourself invisible and leaving the center where you are received, losing track of you and trying to reach your family member on your own is dangerous and may not help you. Do you want to get your parents here? If your parents are still in your country, there will be different possibilities and criteria depending on the residence permit you can have. Get well informed by a lawyer and an association if this is your intention. Where will you be welcomed? Upon arrival, you will be taken to a first reception center where you will be identified and given initial care and assistance. According to the law, you should stay there for a short period, not exceeding 45 days. Once you have been identified as a minor, you may be taken to a temporary facility or extraordinary reception centers, CAS, Centri di Accoglienza Straordinaria, where you will receive food, where you will sleep, and where you will find people ready to help you and answer all your questions. If you are over 16 years old, you could be placed in a facility where adults are also present, where you could stay for 90 days, which can be extended by another 60 days. This could be in case there are no places available in juvenile facilities. Afterwards, you will be moved to what is called the Reception and Integration System, SAI, Sistema di Accoglienza e Integrazione, where you will start your integration project and will be helped to increase your autonomy. You will also receive pocket money for daily expenses. You can stay in the SAI until you are 18 years old and for 6 months thereafter, if the social worker supervising you deems it necessary to complete your course. Remember, in this case, asylum seekers are hosted until their application has been finalized, and in the case of recognition of international protection, for 6 months following the notification of recognition. If you turn 18 in the meantime, you are transferred to an adult facility. If no place are available, local authorities may offer reception to unaccompanied foreign minors within the municipalities. On the event of massive flows of minors, the prefetto, may activate temporary facilities, again to guarantee the reception of unaccompanied minors. This is a short-term solution, in order then to be able to move on to other possibilities. Who will take care of you? Juvenile Court, Tribunale dei Minorenni, once informed by the competent authorities of your presence on Italian territory, will appoint a guardian, tutore, for you, that is an adult person who will look after your interests and rights, will have the power to represent you and carry out all actions inaccessible to you until you turn 18. While waiting for the guardian to be appointed, you will have the support of a temporary guardian. This role will be filled by the head of the facility in which you are received or, as the case may be, by the mayor, who may in turn delegate this function to another person. The guardian is not your lawyer, but will be able to help you with bureaucratic issues concerning your residence permit and more. The guardian is required to follow your integration process in the territory, always trying to safeguard your well-being, to help you in difficult situations, to ensure that you are given everything you need in the facility in which you are received, and to be there for you. Remember that you have the right to ask for meetings and interviews, even if only by telephone, whenever you feel it is appropriate or when you feel the need. If you do not feel supported by the guardian, or if you believe that the guardian is not acting in your best interest or is not as present as she or he should be, you can ask for help by taking to the head of the facility, to the operators, to the social worker, to a lawyer, or to an association that deal with child protection. Will you be able to live with a family? According to the law, not only you can live with a family, but indeed this would be the best choice. In fact, living in a family environment is one of your rights, so you could choose family fostering, affido familiare. Family fostering is a practice whereby, for a period of time determined by the juvenile court, you can be received by a family or a person who has made themselves available. It is a path during which you will be helped and supported by the social services of the municipality where you are. The family where you go into fostering must be able to provide you with a good place to live, food, and the education and teaching you need. Initially, fostering can last up to 24 months, sometimes shorter, and can be renewed for longer periods in the event of proven need and based on your and the foster family's needs. There are two types of family fostering, full-time and part-time. In the case of full-time fostering, you live with the foster person or family. Part-time fostering, on the other hand, provides for coaching and support on certain days and at certain times. For instance, you can choose to visit family after school or at weekends. Will your age be verified? Yes, your age can be verified, but this can only happen if doubts have arisen as to your real age or if you have been given an age other than the one you claim to be. The police will have to stick to the age indicated in your biographical documents that you have shown. If you do not have a document providing your age, the police can contact your embassy to carry out a check on you and obtain your data. However, the police can never contact the embassy if you do not agree or if you explain that you're afraid of retaliation, damage, threats, revenge aimed at you or your family. If there is any doubts as to your declared age, a juvenile court judge may order socio-medical examinations to be carried out to ascertain your age. Your temporary guardian and a cultural mediator must be present throughout the age assessment procedure. You should be explained with the support of a cultural mediator in your language or a language you know what the age assessment consists of. The assessment is multidisciplinary, that is, it is a comprehensive examination. You will talk to several doctors and specialists, psychologist, social worker, pediatrician, etc., who will establish your approximate age. The assessment should be gradual and as minimally invasive as possible. Only if doubts still remain, an X-ray of the wrist, hand, and teeth probably can be performed. Once these meetings and examinations have been completed, the specialists will have to decide on your age. The decision will be given to the judge, who will have to inform you and your guardian. In case you should be declared an adult and wish to contest the decision, speak to your guardian immediately, because you only have 30 days from the communication to make a complaint. If you do not have a guardian because you have not been appointed one, speak directly and as soon as possible to a person you trust or to an operator to contact a lawyer and ask for help. It may happen that the age assessment is made directly through health assessments, such as the X-ray of the wrist, without then first having an interview with other specialists, psychologists, social worker, etc. In this case, we advise you to immediately contact a lawyer specialized in immigration law because if you were to be recognized as an adult, you will have only 5 days to be able to object. In any case, always demand the presence of a linguistic cultural mediator during the exam. Can you get a residence permit? Yes, but the mere fact of being an unaccompanied foreign minor, you are entitled to obtain a residence permit for minors or, as the case may be, a residence permit for family reasons. The residence permit for minors, which is the most frequent case, can be issued at your request even before the appointment of your guardian. With the help of the person in charge of the facility where you are received, who is your temporary guardian, and who will be able to accompany you in applying for the permit. After the guardian has been appointed, you can instead be supported by him or her. To obtain a permit for minors, an application must be submitted to the immigration office of the Questura, police headquarters, in the city where the center that hosts you is located. Ask the person who will support you as legal advisor to tell you what documents you will need. The residence permit for minors will be issued to you in paper format and will have a limited duration. It will expire when you turn 18. On the other hand, you may request a residence permit for family reasons if, for example, you have been entrusted, even effectively, to a relative up to the fourth degree of kinship, uncle, cousin, etc., or if you have been entrusted to or you are under the guardianship of an Italian citizen or legally residing foreigner with whom you live. A residence permit for family reasons, like a residence permit for minors, is time limited and expires when you turn 18. What will happen when you turn 18? Turning 18 is another small milestone, and certain requests concerning this step must be made in good time. The law provides that you can convert your residence permit for minors into a permit for study, work, awaiting employment, or medical treatment with a maximum duration of 1 year, or that you can apply for an administrative continuation, that is, a residence permit for fostering. In the first case, the request must be submitted by filling out the postal kit at the Questura by your guardian within 60 days before reaching the age of 18, and in any case, within 60 days from your boarding. In the latter case, you can personally make the request to the competent juvenile court. It is very important that the guardian is correctly informed of all the documents that are required and explains the entire procedure to you step by step. Applying for a conversion into residence permit for work or another title entails having certain requirements. Income to convert into a work permit. Having started a school career with attendance and achievement obligations for convert to study permit. It will be necessary to check together that you meet all the requirements of the law. You will also need a residence, a passport, and a favorable opinion from the General Directorate for Immigration and Integration Policies of the Ministry of Labor and Social Policy, Direzione Generale dell'Immigrazione e delle Politiche di Integrazione del Ministero del Lavoro e delle Politiche Sociali. The guardian must verify that it has been requested by the social services, or he or she may request it himself or herself. Once you turn 18, you can also apply for it yourself. In the second case, you can obtain the so-called administrative continuation until the age of 21. You are entitled to it if you have embarked on a path of social integration and continue to need support to achieve full autonomy. The application must be submitted to the juvenile court by the social services or by your guardian explaining your integration path. If everything goes well, you will be issued with a residence permit for fostering, but only if you are in possession of a passport. Attention! Be aware that some offences you may have committed as a minor may pose a problem for conversion. Contact a lawyer immediately if the Questura denies you a residence permit. What happens if the opinion is negative? If the opinion is negative, the Questura may decide to issue you the permit anyway. However, if the Questura refuses, it is your right to receive a written decision explaining the reasons for the refusal. In addition, it is your right to consult an attorney. Remember, the opinion is mandatory but not binding. If you are a minor, can you be detained in a Center of Permanence for Repatriation, CPR? No, under no circumstances you can be deprived of your personal freedom. If this happens, demand to speak to a lawyer immediately. Sheet realized by Serena Lamarca, Rossella Nina Iuculano, Marilena Passeretti, Stefano Bleggi, Alessandra Pelliccia, with the contribution of lawyer Arturo Raffaele Covella.
Information Without Barriers, a project of Melting Pot ODV realized with the support of the Otto Per Mille funds of the Waldensian Church. The fact sheets are available on meltingpot.org